So in the sugi of Ahu Roya, the Roya was makabel this Shep Selech that pekodin every day with Edim. And all of a sudden, opportunity struck. There was a day that he took it without Edim. Why did the Gemara give us this Hakdama? Do we have eight pshatim yet? We don't have eight pshatim yet. Okay. But that was the case. Anyways, the Gemara's report that really they would have finished was Hesses. But then all of a sudden, Edim came in that he ate two of the Shep Selech. Maybe he bought them. First of all, someone asked him, maybe there wasn't. How do you know it was those shepslach of the pekodin that he ate? That he was ochal? I want to say eight, it gets confusing. How do you know those were the two shepslach that he was ochal? I think it's a klotzkash. So they know, they recognize, they see that it ain't kodai, those shepslach that belong to the mafkid. What? Akudim, the kudim, verudim. Yeah, there was a simon. You confused me. Sorry. Maybe he bought them. Maybe he bought them. Lakuach. Akapani has a meager, he could have said he bought them. What are you getting so hit up about? He ate two of the chefs, but maybe he bought them. Kol ha'oimer lahadam, ki'ilu oimer lo'ilakach. When he was confronted an hour ago in the court proceedings and was told, where are the 50 chefs that he gave you today? He said, no, for the past 4 months, I got and received 50 chefs. Today was an off day. You don't have Edim, and I'm telling you, you never showed up. Edim that he ate two of them, he can't come with a story now, I bought two of them. Two of what? You said La'adam. Kolayim La'adam, ki lo'aymer, lo'y kanisi. Better. The din is that you do shekenek doi nishba. What does it mean, shekenek doi nishba? We make the mafkid swear what? What is his shvua? That he was mafkid 50 shepselach. Maybe it was an oinus. Maybe it was an oinus. Kalayim al Adam can't say oinus. Kalayim al Adam can't say he bought it. Someone told me, and maybe we can add this to our list of pshatim. This roya has a job every day. He's an uman. This is his job to watch the sheep. He doesn't have a right to say lakuach. And maybe that would be the knach why the Gemara had it necessary to say kol yoyim have a master lebe sahadi, because otherwise he would not be able to say he bought it. Now I saw in the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia that they were mechavin to the kasha of the Peres Yosef, that asks, they asked the same kasha, how many people own these sheep? Pashtus, you learned it was one person, but there's a mashmois in some of the Rishonim that the girsa is the whole shtot. I even saw in the Ritva, when he says that vibalt kol yoima, they were giving you the sheep, so therefore there's a raise against him, his girsa is kol alma, kuli alma, not kaf yud, kuli alma. So it was a collective group of people of the city giving this roya the sheep. One of them now has edim that two of the sheps were eaten. Why does that make a rabchiyah shvua on the whole package? It should only be legabi that specific person. Let's see, everybody will keep it smooth that each person was mafkid five sheps. There's 10 different people in the city. Each one was mafkid five. So Taki, he's accused of edim that he ate two of them. Why does that make him swear? Well, 50, he should only swear, he's only hados edim on the remainder of what that guy gave. Unless there's such a thing as a collective, I don't know what you call it, I was going to ask. What would be the... He's not Ezra, where is he? What's the sprach of the use for the collective... Tviyah? No, oh, there would be a Gilgal. I was thinking, but Gilgal from one person to another person. Okay, he's coming up with an interesting question. No, but it's a different person. Again, 10 different people. He's in. But Gilgal is a different person. He's in. No, the Tevek is me. You're arguing on the Shmuel. But this is if you don't look at it as a collective thing. No, the Tevek, not the Bezdin. Not the Bezdin. You want to say the Bezdin? Okay, that's the word of collective.
If the
Tevek
is Michael, the first Shmuel, and you have someone else.
Maybe.
There would be such a thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to get it to swear because the first Tevek.
Yeah, in a Chanam. Right.
Right.
What? Oh, you're going back to that Beis Min Aleph, the Roya, can't I? Reb Shloime Kluger, in Hagoyis Chochma Shloime, Reb Shloime Kluger asks, the two sheep that he ate, what's the tefiyah? Why does he owe you money for that? It's a halva. It's like a peshiyah b'pekadon. What kind of tefiyah is it? What?
Stole.
It's gezel?
Eating two sheep that are given to you with auction.
It's not mazik? It's mazik? It's baba kama? It's hano? He's only money master hano?
Yeah, but that was
oh, for sure he got hano, but you can't money master as mazik? It's the same thing. What's the difference? All good answers. Could you mon? Let's say he doesn't have any money. The roya. Can you mon from Mishubadin, from Lukuchas, if he has? In the previous Gilgal, that's a different Gilgal. He wasn't a roya. He was a real estate guy. Could you mon from the Lukuchas? Mogul. Could you really? No, not Gilgal. Could you mon from the Lukuchas? Frek or Flemakunga, if you come on from the Lukuchas, go back to that Dalit on the days. It's Karka. Einish boyin ala karkois. Why does the Gemara say this? Reb Chiya, the tefiya of the Edom on the two is shibit karkois. What?
Give all the answers we give there.
What did we give there?
Maybe he's not going on this field. He got rid of all of us. Whatever. He worked out.
Okay.
The
you have to work it out. Okay. You have to work it out. I hear. Good. You're saying good. You have to work out. You have to work out why it's not Einish boyin ala karkois. Avada, there's no dinner of Reb Chiya shvua when it's shibit karkois. That's not one of the eight nafkaminas between Reb Chiya Shvua and Vayidra Miksas. Avad, there's a din of Einish Bon Al Karkois by Reb Chiya Shvua also. So that's our from Shlomo Klavish. Now, as the sag of the story, we're on a day, Shemar says that the story over here was that the Roya originally was Kaifar HaKol, but then all of a sudden, Aiden came in and said, yeah, two of them, and Reb Zeir said, so then there's a Reb Chiya Shvua. So the Gemara says, but he's a chashid, because he was mamish caught stealing. So Elamai, you do Shekinegdai. In fact, the Gemara, if you're doing Shekinegdai, you can do Shekinegdai on Hesses anyways. And now the Gemara comes to Nukasha. Who is that shver on? There's a huge machlekes rishayim. Rashi learns the kasha is, why did Abaya ask on Rab Zeira? Hey, he can't swear because he's a gazlan because he stole two sheep's lech. Stamaza, he can't swear. A roya is not allowed to swear. And the Gemara answers, there's two kinds of roya, brisker teres, there's two kinds of roya, tzvedinim, hadidei, hadalma. When a roya is shepherding his own, then he steals. When he's watching for others, then he doesn't steal. What does he care? Dei like teimachi. How can we give our sheep to a roya? It's the Fnei'ver. The Shailas, the Ritva talks about, what if this roya has his own and others? See, he's going to steal anyways for his own. Is it the Fnei'ver to also give him yours, that now he's going to steal also with yours because he's already stealing? It might not be the Fnei'ver. There's a famous rule in the Fnei'ver. If anyways, the guy, let's say you give wine to a Nazir or Aver min Hachai, but the Aver min Hachai and or wine was available to the guy. It's not betray Ivri the Nara. It's not on the other side of the river that you made it accessible to him. He had it on Chan Iver Denar. The Gemara says it's not Lefneiver. Is there Reba B'shirin Lefneiver that he would have been able to do it? And he's stealing anyways. I mean, now he's going to steal more. You know, there's a...
You make it more.
Do you have a bottle
of that? What?
You're
getting him a reboy. You had the first cup and now you give him a second.
No, it's not a different cup. The wine that's in front of him, he's passing the wine.
So the guy that doesn't drink more than a bottle
so you have
of wine,
to...
but let's say...
Okay, next.
Yeah,
I got you.
He has this bottle
of wine, he has another
everyone's
one. Everyone's with a bottle of wine. What happened? Because I said, no, so everyone. Okay. Ezra, what happened? What?
He has this bottle of wine which he could access.
And instead, you gave him a different one from the everything. Okay, that's somebody that's going to show you about the Zarin above. If you say, Trey, everything, Rabbi Chagor. But here, you got him. There's a Chafetz Chaim. If a guy speaking Lashon Hara, juicy Lashon Hara, in front of seven people, and an eighth guy comes, and also, he's also listening in. He's also a Lefnei Iver. No, but Lefneiver, the Chavetz Chaim says, you're either homer to this. Is there Riva Bashurim and Lefneiver to steer in the Ritva from a Vaidah Zaret? You have to work out how something to do it over here. What?
It's a new
By night, say there's a lot to do now about the going we're going to speak about. You can less focus. By night, say that tonight, when you chasmin the shir on the Lefneiver part. It's Kishmak and this, but realize, you know, it's not. It was a side topic, you know, it was geschmack, but let's get to the subject. The Gemara is asking, why did he ask that he's a Goslin? Anyways, he's a Raya. Frek, the Rishonim, the Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Chazal brings the Kasha, and everyone talks about the Kasha. What's the problem? I'm telling you a story about a Raya that originally was a Kaifar HaKol, and then Edom came in, and we're having a Masu Matan over here if he's supposed to swear a Reb Chiya Shvua. And the Gemara says, that's ridiculous, you can't have a Reb Chiya Shvua, he's a blatant Goslin. And the Gemara says, you're right, we're going to punt the Shvua to the other guy. Frekti Gemara, I have a question. Anyways, he's a Roya. Okay. So what, should Abaye should have asked, oh, but he's a Roya? Abaye had a better kasha. He's a renowned Gazlan over here because he stole the two Shepselach. What? Oh, he's also a Raya. Okay, exactly. I had a better kasha. What are you asking that he's a Raya? The Maria Vuv also asked this kasha. What?
That's Rabbi's story last night about driving the Shabbos.
I hear. Yeah. Adir HaTorah. Yeah. It was from Rabbi Becker, but yeah. Table it up. But he's a Gazan. He's the Charoyah. He's the Charoyah. You prepared that, huh? On the spot. Okay, sure. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Raivin in the sheet to say a different shot. When you lend money to someone, and you take him to a din Torah and say, you owe me 100, and he says, I only owe you 50, which is classic Ma'id of a Miksas. And he's supposed to swear. But it happens to be he's a Chashud. What's the din by a Chashud? He doesn't swear, what's the din? What's the din? No, you don't say flat out chayit. By a chashid, you go shekinek de nishba. Shekinek de nishba benaitel. Why don't you say flat out chayit? We discussed yesterday. Either really he should be flat out chayit, but we have to protect him, or really he's potter because he wants to swear, we're just not letting him. And we upgraded to shekinek de din of shekinek, right? Rabbeinu Peretz says, if someone is a renowned chashid, that you know that he's a chashid, and you lent him money, and you knew in advance that he's a chashid, and then you take him to the din Torah, and now you're having a fight with him, and Mamayit mix us, he's putter, because you're an idiot. Don't lend money to a chashid.
You lent him before.
No, in a case when you lend it, no, in a case when you lend the guy money who's already.
After the
Yeah, after.
I let someone rob the bank tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. No. It's next week, and he robbed it tomorrow from this week. Yeah, then yeah, but not that. With a time machine, without the metal one. That's it. The Yesoid is, and the Shalos with the Makar for this is, that a renowned Choshed, the Mechaber brings it also in Simen Tzadi Beis, that there's no din of Shekenegdoi and Yepater. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Tepukle the Havale Roy, which the Tzlach asks, it's very not Meduyik, because it's not the Tepukle, it's, hey, what's going on over here? Faker, we should be Pater. Not instead of asking Gazlan, ask Royet, but Tepukle that is a Gazlan, because Choshed Yedua is different. The Marivuv has another pshat, and I'm going to skip all this part of it, and I want to get to an interesting nekuda. The Goyin from Vilna, he was Mamash a Goyin. And in this shtickle, it's in the Mar Makoimis, he does a very Goyinish thing. And I'm not sure which way to start it first. Let me go straight to the Indian over here. In the story, we were describing that the Roya was accused, and he was asked, hey, where's the Shepslech? The past 4 months, I've been giving them to you every day, and you've been returning them. Where are they today? And he says, today you didn't come. And he conveniently said that on a day you didn't show up with Edom. And then the story continued that suddenly you brought an Edom that he swore ate two of them. And then there's a Rebchiah. Rebchiah Kamaisa. You know Rebchiah Kamaisa? That if Edom is some part of the Gra, this is the main, it's a lot of details, but let me give you the headline, or the punchline, or the Nakuda that everything was cited on this. The guy learns that in the story, this is a historical story, by the way, probably. It's the summer, yeah. Halurei. He did swear a Shavuos Esses. Don't fall off your chair. He did swear a Shavuos Esses. That was the story. He said, where's the 50 Shepselach? And he said, L'Hadam. And the story continued. He did swear a Shavuos Esses. L'Saif, and this is so Gishmak, one of the seven things the Grah does. The word L'Saif is very misplaced here. We read it past 3 days. I kept on kvetching it. I was doing it, but after one day he gave without Aiden, so L'Saif, at the end of that day, Amalei L'Adam. Yeah, I can't. No. The Goyin says it's this. He gave him the Sadi, and he says, Masele B'loi Sadi. And then there's a line missing. And he swore a Shavuos Esses. And then it says, L'Saif, after he swore the Shavuos Esses, game changer. Now Aiden came in and say, he ate two of them. That's going to change a lot of things in the Sukkot, but I want to first and foremost say, that's what happened here. He did actually swear a Shavuos Esses before anything happened. Now I have a key question. The Goyin talks about this also. Why did they swear a Shavuos Esses? The Oyel knows there's a Gemachlekes in the Gemara in Shavuos that some say you only say Shavuos Esses when you say Lahadam, when you say Parait, you owe me money? Yes, I borrowed the money, but I paid you back in full. And then there's a Drora and you swear. But if a guy says Lahadam, then there's no Shavuos Esses. It's a Machlekes. We asked, why is there Shavuos Esses being discussed in our Gemara? He said Lahadam, he said Tutarutzim. One is because since he saw him eating two sheep, that's why he looks a little suspicious. That's not going to work for the Gra, because according to the Gra, at an earlier stage in the story, he already made a Hesis. The Gra's going to have to go with the other pshat, that it's the fact that the past 4 months.
What's the difference
between the earlier Hesis? Because Mamash, what we spoke about a few minutes ago, which was in the Hesis from before, that you said that if someone finds out he's a Chashid the next day, it can't be that because he knew.
Confirmed that he's a bad guy.
No, he wasn't a bad guy then. He wasn't, and then it's not again. He wasn't a bad guy then. It goes like this, again. The story was that he was accused, where's the 50 shepselach, and flat out the next thing that happened in the story is that they made him swear a shvuas hesses, and he did! He swore a shvuas hesses! And I'm asking, why did he swear a shvuas hesses? Kai frakal of l'adam doesn't swear a shvuas hesses. What's the teretz? You have to say the other teretz. That if about the past 4 months he was giving him the shepselach, that's what makes the drara. Not the fact that he ate two. But then it's a funny thing. The next thing happened is Adam came in and said two. Says Reb Zeira, now you have to swear a shvuah of deraisa. Why? He already swore. He already swore. Why should he have to swear again? What? Why would he have to swear again? But he already swore.
Now we know he's a Gazan.
We know he's a Gazan, he's already chashed, but he already swore. So watch this. Let's first rehearse the story. We're going to make him swear again. And then he says, but he can't swear again. First, let me gain, I told you, the gross fixes the lesoif. Another thing he fixes. The Gemara's kasha, the tapik lay the havalei roya. The Gemara's asking kasha, why did he swear? Why did he swear shmos hesis? Royas don't swear. We're asking a kasha on a maisa. You ever heard a kasha on a maisa? Why did he swear? Royas don't swear.
No. The
okay, that's not what the Gemara answers. I hear. Interesting, Derek. The Gemara answers that a roya that watches other people's things is not kasha. But if the din would be that a Roya's question, we're not asking instead of asking, Rashi is the first, instead of asking Gazlan, ask Roya. No, we're asking at an earlier stage, why did he swear? The other thing the Goyin wants to be Maviach is that there's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch, which I brought down in the Maram HaKadosh. It says like this, it says the following. There's a very interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. There's a mechaber and a Rama that look seemingly unrelated. Two interesting detailed halachas about Hilchas Shavuah, about, you know, a room and a room, the same topic, but not exactly connected one to the other. And the Gra, that's the Ga'onis, he says that both halachas, the mechaber and the Rama, are both able to be gleaned out from the sugya of Ahureya, specifically the way he learns the story. The Mechaber's then is like this. Listen to a story. Oh, halacha. Kafir HaKol, v'nish behesis, v'loy nekitas chayt. It's a classic Kafir HaKol that swears hesis. V'achar kach, suddenly he gets upgraded to a shvuah deraisa. Why? How did he get upgraded to a shvuah deraisa all of a sudden? What could happen? After a guy already was swearing of Kafir HaKol, how does it suddenly get upgraded to a shvuah deraisa? An Erechet came. So what does the Erechet say? What does the Bezdin say because the Erechet? Swear. He says, I already did. No, I could hear someone holding that, right? I read it for him. Shtetin al chaber no, choyze v'nish b'shvua deraisa. You gotta upgrade now. The fact that he swore does not be, I swear again. Zog de Grof, we can learn that out from our sukkah. Because the way he says this chronological order of events of the story, the maisa was that he swore already a hesis, but then when the situation was upgraded, why was it upgraded in our Gemara, not because of an Erechet? What was the story in our Gemara that made it upgraded? Because the Shnei Edom, but not on the whole thing, because then you just pay. The Shnei Edom on the two Shepselach makes an upgrade for a swore deraisa now on the other 48 Shepselach. And lo and behold, they said, you have to swear again. Why swear again? He already swore. Oh, it's a right. And the Mechaber is then that even if you swear, they're up on it, and then you get upgraded to a deraisa, you swear. And what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says a different halacha. He says, someone that swears a swore deraisa, and then you found out afterwards that he's a chashid, the swore is tightnished. It's worthless. You don't say, oh, he already swore anyways. He got up on the podium. More than got up on the podium. When he went up there, we didn't know him as a chashid. We let him get on the podium. Doesn't count. Where do you see that? Because here also, he swore, and then we found out he was a chashid, and we throw the shvuah out. So we can glean that also from our sugya. A very simple question. It's like, I'm very, very disturbed. Can you learn out the machabers din and the ramaz din from this sugya? Pick your choice. You can't learn out both. It's mamish cheating. I'm speechless. Someone told me in the Chanami, they're going to meet, it's a machlok, it's machaber Ramah. That's the shot, what's it say? It's machlok. The machaber says this halacha, and for state, it's a going, it's a shtickle. He's saying, I'm inferring it from the sugya. Says the Ramah, no, don't infer that from the sugya, infer this from the sugya. And I'll explain what I just said, slowly now, what I said. We definitely have a story now, Gemara, that the Raya swore a hesis, some situational change that there was Adam on two of the Shepselach, and then we make him swear again. But he already swore. The Mechaber says, oh, when you swear at the Rabbanah level and then you get upgraded to a Deraisa, we make you swear again. Cut. The Ramah instead infers, when you swear a Shmuel, then we found out you're a Chashid, it's like that Kaparis. Okay, but you can't say both of those things. Like, maybe the mechaber is wrong. Or maybe you can argue on the mechaber. Then when you swear on the rabbanon, then you get up ready to arise, so we say, Shem Yitzigven. Why now in Gemara do we make it do it different? Because he's a chashid. Or the Ramah. Maybe when a guy swears and we didn't know he was a chashid, we let it go through the system. Why now in Gemara do we not go through the system? Because they got upgraded to a deraisa. You can't say both. I don't get it. You can't say both. Interesting aura. That is the Nakud of the Gra. I'm going to skip all that. I want to go to one or two other Nakudas over here. Yeah. Oh, very simple. The Olam is familiar that a chashid that can't swear, so instead the Shekinegdai. What's going to be by a Shomer? You gave a Shomer something to watch, and he says, a watch to watch, and he says, Oinus! Is he potter when he just says Oinus, just professing Oinus? No, what? Let Rami Bar Chama, yeah, but we don't hold like Rami Bar Chama, so what's the din? Sure, he can't swear because he's a chashid. So what do you do now? What's the next step? Who's the Shekinegdai? The owner of the watch. And what is he going to swear? That he gave you a watch? He also admits that you gave him a watch to watch. What is the issue about? The Shomer agrees that he gave you a watch, that you gave him a watch to watch. What does the Shomer want to tie his putter on? What?
Then give it back.
No, that's not why he's tying his putter. He's tying Oinus. And is he able to swear Oinus? No. When you're punting the Shvuah and saying that the Mafkid should swear, what would he be swearing supposedly he could swear? That it was a pshia. Does he know that? Not Mestaber. He wasn't around. In a normal case, he's not around. What do you do by a chashid when it can't be punted back the other way? Anyone has another dugma when you can't punt it the other way? We talked about it yesterday in a different context.
That's not a case of mitaych.
What?
This could be a case of mitaych.
Why is it a case of mitaych?
Nobody's going to come. Why is it a lishapis chayav?
No, because excellent. But. You didn't know he was. Let's say you didn't know he was chashid. Let's say you didn't know he was a chashid. You gave him a pekag. You didn't know he's a chashid. Now we're putting on the protocol for oinus. We say no. He's checked out as chashid. He can't swear. So you want to say there should be a flat mitaych? First of all, one second. What is the din? Anyone has a clue? What is the din? What is the din of this case? A simple case. Can we start the case again? You gave a shomer a watch to watch. You come at the end. He says, "Yeah, I'm moedi. You gave me the watch to watch, but the oinus happened." Says swear, can't swear. I'm a chashid. What's the next step? Just what happens?
Okay,
Shem Mechinim.
Well, there we have to put in our chashid protection.
And he was trying to do that, but what's going to be the din? Potter. Potter. It's a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos Rut, and the Torah brings it down. And I think it was in the Maamar Kaimis in Siman Tzadi Beis. The Rambam says he's potter. And the Torah brings from the Yadraman, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and the Sudeis, and the Shulchan Aruch. Fakir, you say mitoich. You say mitoich.
Where did the chashid come from? Everyone's going to come in and say, oh, the chashid.
I'll give you a pekadin. He's going to give him a pekadin. No, so if it's a chashid you do. No, chashid you do. Chashid you do. No, yeah, Oinus is, you can't say he's Oinus. But chashid is you do. We already said that Islam is a yidafsir and afshir. You haven't been in Paris. I don't know if anyone argues that. I mean, Rabbeinu Paris says that's found in the Gemara, but I don't see someone that argues on his din. But the shaila is the yeshiva shemahalach is that this machloek is Rambam and Ramah, whether by chashid by a shomer, totally potter, totally chayiv, is totally in the two turitzim of Tosfos from yesterday, whether the starting point is mitoich or not mitoich. I think it's the same question that Olam is trying to say. I want to skip all of this. Oh, I want to get into this.
Why is
Olam
Chashid?
What?
Why doesn't Chashid create a Gerber?
Because he's Chashid Ba'alma. It doesn't make a Gabi this specific story. It's not enough. Sometimes the guy doesn't always steal.
It's Chashid Ashfuah.
Yeah.
It's not Chashid on this case.
Maybe this year. It's not. It's possible. We asked this yesterday, but I want to clarify it again. Tosfos is the central Kasha we asked yesterday. Why, on one hand, in a classic Mitoich, do you flat out pay? And by a chashud, you don't flat out pay. You first have to be shekinegdai and nishma v'noikel. We started with Tosfos, Erev Shabbat, protection, what you're calling it. L'shafkas chai, yeshivish, yeah, is. That really, there is mitoich. No, we have to, that was over here, actually. But really, there is mitoich, and you have to protect them. The other option is, fakir, you're totally potter. Why are you totally potter? Why is there mitoich? Because I'm willing, able, yedeya, to swear. No, you're not letting me, okay? We did that. We mentioned the Agoyis Maimini that holds every mitoich you have to swear. Just flat out. It's a klotzkash. Mitoich has to swear. All of this topic, Frek Rabbi Kveger and Dilian Ashas already, but I want to speak out to Rabbi Kveger and the Chedesh Leimah. Why isn't this a kasha on the Mishnah in Shavuos? It's a simple kasha, but it's an akuda I want to bring up. Why is it not? It's not a sugya here, it's a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah in Shavuos says, among a whole list of Eilu Nishbon V'Noitim, that's the parable. The Eilu Nishbon V'Noitim. And one of them is Choshev. And you should ask, why is a Choshev Nishbon V'Noitim? Why is it Amitai? You want to say Terutzim. L'shaf Kishchai, totally Potter, totally Chai, if it belongs in the Mishnah. Kol Arei, Razeb, Zeder, but why is it? In the middle of a Shach Matari, the story of Roya, when on Rav Zeder, they said, what about Fakir? You know what? Eshketer, I'll say three Terutzim. There's the teretz is. Oh, gevaldik, gevaldik. I didn't think of it. There's the teretz is. Imagine it would be by an eid echad. You know, there's three shvuah deraisas. Eid echad, moed lemiksas, and shayman. Imagine buying an eid echad. A guy comes with an eid echad, you owe him $100, and you say la'adam. Kai for a call, but there's an eid echad. What's the din? Shavuos eid echad? You have to swear. He's a choshev. What's the din? He's a choshev. What's the din? Check connected. Why is it on mitoich? Over there, you want to ask the kasha, let it be flat on mitoich? No, one second. No, I'm saying a simple thing. One second. A guy comes into business, you owe him $1,000, he brings in an eid echad also, that you owe him $1,000. And you're kai for a call. The din is you have to swear, and you're a chashid, a prior chashid, beforehand, not after yet. You're a prior chashid. And now what's the din? Shekinegle. Would you ask the kasha? Let there be mitoich. Why is it shekinegle? Let it be flat mitoich. Says to Craig, no, in such a case, there won't be mitoich. Because that would mean, de facto, that there's an eid echad being mechayiv moment. There's a rule. Eid echad is not mechayiv moment. Not for Chaim Yankel, not for Shmuel, not for anyone.
Yeah, now,
one second. It's all true. It's all true. And Lashav Kesar Adi Tepat Agna. Cut. Let me start again. By an Eid Echad, the rule is an Eid Echad. Let me say one. An Eid Echad is able to be Mechayi B'Shvur. That's the rule. And about the Shvur can have a repercussion on Mitoich. I'm not in denial. But when he says, Ein Yachal Yishavu, if I nasu the Rababu, if there is cases, let me say it. He's allowed to say Mitoich. But if the din would be that by a choshed, and an echad comes in and you do mitoich, so then what you're really saying is that in certain scenarios, an echad is b'chayiv moment. Who are you fooling? An echad is b'chayiv moment. Not Yankel, not Shmuel, but choshed. And it can't be.
When you have a serious year, it just doesn't like making shvuos. So also,
if you know in advance, it's b'vus that this guy's brisker than ever and he doesn't swear, and you come in and you bring an echad, it should also be. That's not a kind of a person. It's not a... So let me try the vartigo again. Choshed as a category of a person, lu yehi, that the din would be that this mitoich, it would be that an eidach is being mechayiv b'shvuah. And we know that can't be. L'shvuah hu kav, b'eidach kam b'mamin. So avada by an eid echad, you would be able to say, let me tell you. And maybe, says Rabbi Kilega, that's the Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah says in Shavuos, choshed as shekenegle. I could say it's like the Mishnah by an eid echad. Let me just say one. I can set something to Mishnah by an eid echad. Because by an eid echad, what do you mean? An eid echad can't be mechayiv mamon. Oh, but our sugya says that there's din of shekinah even by moedim mixas. That, for Tosis, why not? And for Tosis, l'shap b'shayim. And he's asking on eid echad, the case I have Yosef, l'shap b'shayim. Yeah, you're right. Tosis teretz works for that also. But the Kvayger is saying, the reason Tosis had to ask it here, it had to say protection law, l'shap b'shayim. But he didn't ask it on the Mishnah because the Mishnah I can set something by an eid echad. That was the answer.
There's no problem to say
moedim mixas. What? Why? There was a din somewhere that it says Moed Mix Satina Nishba and it can't be Yishalim. There's a din. Lo Yochum Eid. There's a pasuk that says Lo Yochum Eid Echad Be'ish. It's a pasuk. That's the problem. It made the mix says there's no Kineg in the first regard. I'll derek the Taz. How you doing?
There's no such thing as
Mitech. Sure there is, Bema.
Yeah.
You would be, not by Choshet, no. That's what you just asked about the Brisker Nevin guy. No, because when you didn't know he was an Eniyachal. No, that's Lechon Yikashin. Because you didn't know he was an Eniyachal. No, there could be. Because when you came in, you weren't Kamal Mamun.
He's not Bavos.
And you asked him, what about the guy that you know in advance? Everyone knows he's Bavos that he doesn't swear. That was the Kash you asked him. That's okay.
If
the Chashid is Alfagabar, then
he's not Shaykh at all in Shuwas, and then the Eid has to be
Mukhaid
Mamun.
Right, because he's that kind of a person.
If the
Chashid
is out for here, then it's not.
No, we're talking because the Chashid is totally Mufka. Right, right. Another option, Rabbi Kivega says, is that maybe you'll say that the Mishnah in Shavuos that says Choshen as Mitoich is by a Shavuah Gilgal or Shomrim, where there's no Mitoich. Meaning, maybe the Oilam I could tell you that in any scenario when there's supposed to be Mitoich, then it's a direct Mitoich, and there's no Din of Shekinah Gdin Ishma. And that's what's referred to in our Gemara, we'll see in a second. But mitzad the Mishnah and Shavuos, I can set tonight by Gilgal. And then, for this is a finale, this is L'Kavod Chanukah, there's a Chem D'Shloima. There's a Chem D'Shloima. He goes similar to Rabbi Kveger's idea that if it's an Eid Echad, no, not an Eid Echad. You know, Rabbi Becker, you asked that about every Moed HaMitzvah also. If the guy's a chashid, the Moed HaMitzvah is directly being Kam L'Mamon. But I said, but there's no possibility that you can't be Kam L'Mamon. Right? Now I want to say apart from the Chem D'Shloima. Watch this. Every Moed HaMitzvah, why does it have to swear? How he has a mi, we could have been Kaifer HaKol. Did we talk about that kasha ever? Guys, did we talk about this kasha? Why does Moed HaMitzvah? We did? Why does Moed HaMitzvah have to make a Shavua? L'Chair, he could have been Kaifer HaKol. What's the answer? What's the answer? What's eight answers? What's the answer? The Chem D'Shloima learns, based on how he learns the sugya, he says, Miku deha'oza la'afture mishvu alay amrina. I want to say very clear what I mean. Miku la'afture mishvu amrina. Miku deha'oza amrina. Miku deha'oza la'afture mishvu alay amrina. So you want to ask that, why is the Moed HaMitzvah not have a miku that he could have been kai for a call? What's the answer? Because miku deha'oza la'afture mishvu alay amrina. But when you go into a chashid and you're telling him Moed HaMitzvah, not Eid Echad, a Moed HaMitzvah, but he's a chashid, he's not going to be able to swear. So this is not a bad shvua. This is flat out, he's going to have to pay money. On money, Migudaza works. So you know why a chashid doesn't have to have a direct mitaych? Because Migul of Kaifer HaKol. This is a Moed HaMitzvah. Since the first day on the Gimel, we were saying that there's no Migul of Torah Mishvah. Not a Moed HaMitzvah by Chashid, which the money's on the table, it's directly for Mammon. On that, he's going to be potter because he has a migu. He has a migu. I don't know if that's Goyish, that's Iluyish. Okay, good. Tomorrow, Mieretz Hashem, Shir will be on in Yonei Chanukah. I was going to say in Yonei D'Yoyma, but in Yonei D'Yoyma is Bab Matzia. But, what? A little bit of both? Oh, it's going to be the fourth. It's going to be the fourth day. Oh.